Thank you. Okay, we have the agenda. Was there any modifications to the agenda this evening?
Mr. President, I just have want to mention that under the personnel report, you will see an addendum that we did post online this afternoon, being the meeting in July with the school year starting next year, or in August. We had some final candidates for some positions that we wanted to get approval of tonight. So you will notice that there is an addendum.
Okay, great. So everyone can get a chance to check that out if you haven't seen the addendum.
Also, a reminder there to the board secretary, we did have an executive session prior to the board meeting for a personnel matter. That should be on the record.
Any other addendums? I would look for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
And we have to move to second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The agenda is approved. Okay, we have time for citizens' comments, and if anyone who is a resident of the school district that would like to address the board on anything on our jurisdiction or what's on the agenda, what we're going to do is ask for a show of hands. We'll take names, and then we'll call you up and after that. So if anyone who wants to address the board at the back there, and your name is?
Sharon Apple.
And?
Pauline Murray.
Any others? Yes, in the back. Okay, then we will ask you to come to the microphone. We'll call you in the order of what we wrote down here. And just state your name again into the microphone, because we do record, and also where you reside. So Sharon, if you want to start.
Hi, my name is Sharon Humble, and I live in New Holland. And this year, my youngest graduated from Gardspot, and I just want to just thank you guys. I love this school, and I have enjoyed being a room mom to helping with the seniors' day, and I just really appreciate it. If it'd be okay, I'd like to leave this in prayer. Lord, thank you so much. I just thank you for each student, and thank you for each teacher, and for each of these board members, Lord. I pray for each one this year as we get ready for the next school year. Lord, I just pray that you give them wisdom. I just pray that the school board has unity in their thoughts. I pray that as you bring them together, Lord, to get the agenda that our school needs accomplished. I just thank you so much for what you have done through this school for each of the students. And I know that you will go before us again this year. Lord, I just pray your hand of guidance. I pray that you give patience to each one here tonight. I pray that the meeting goes well. I pray that the upcoming school year is just blessed with all good things, Lord. We know that you know what lies ahead, and we just pray that you just give guidance and patience to each one. Thank you, dear Father, in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi, my name is Pauline Redding, and I'm here not only for, my name is Pauline Redding, and I'm here not only as the current Bamboozle president, but also as the mother of a senior and a freshman in the Gardspot marching band. I am here regarding Dr. Hollister's decision to remove Locked Out of Heaven, and thanks for the memories from this year's marching band field show. First of all, I would like to say thank you to all of you who have responded to my emails, and I apologize that I directed my dissatisfaction at the board when I should have been directing my dissatisfaction at the administration. You pretty much are already aware of how I feel through my emails. I believe that this whole fiasco is a result of a lack of communication between the school staff and the administration. Band has not violated any administrative policy. There is no administrative guideline in place to be followed. March marching band songs are and always have been chosen by popular student vote. This parent chose to scrutinize the lyrics and make them dirty. These songs are not that bad. Both titles are published on popular kid bop CDs. Here's how one nun interpreted the lyrics to Bruno Mars' Locked Out of Heaven back in October 2012. It is a rather crude but catchy tune about the desire to go out of oneself and enter into the ecstatic union with another through marital union. If you look closely at the lyrics, Bruno almost imitates the Song of Songs as he sings about becoming one with a woman in a deep way, asking her to open the gate so that he can see the light. Deep stuff for a top 40 song. He sings that her love could make a sinner change his ways. Again, I would like to remind you that none of our students will be singing these lyrics during our field show. Dr. Hollister has expressed his concern over the audience singing along with the band as they play these songs, and the fact that young children there to see a football game may hear the lyrics when in fact it is out of respect to the marching band that the entire stadium remains somewhat quiet during the entire field show. It is during stands music, where these two songs will not be played, that the band and the audience may choose to sing along. But now that Dr. Hollister has mentioned football, I think we could all agree that some of the families and friends of the football players, both Garden Spot and the opposing teams, offend more people than none when they are yelling their commentary during the games. We are not silencing them. Why is it one and done with band? What is the real issue here? I've heard Dr. Hollister comment many times that at the end of the day, it is the parents' responsibility for their student, Why are 112 students being punished because one parent was unhappy with lyrics that will never be heard? Why put them through all this extra hard work and aggravation? And I need to just note that I asked Donna Wenry what it took to choreograph the field show, and she was nearly in tears saying that it's going to be difficult to try to do that in this amount of time. Please don't allow the hours and hours of practice to be thrown out the window on such short, inconsiderate notice. The time and effort needed to present a respectable field show is being extremely underestimated. I would like to share my closing statement that I made to Dr. Hollister in my last email. Please don't let censorship dampen our marching band season. It is my hope that on Friday, August 29th, you will attend our first home game to witness our students performing their songs of choice and be overcome with the joy that you did not silence them because you just made a quick last-minute decision. We are here as a group tonight to respectfully ask Dr. Hollister to overturn this decision and reinstate the two songs chosen by the students. If Dr. Hollister chooses not to overturn your decision, what can we do to have it overruled by the board? Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
My name is Lynn Ressler, and I live in Goodville. Jerry Lank of School Board and Administration. My name is Lynn Ressler, and I am here tonight as a representative of the Garden Spot Marching Band Booster Committee and as a concerned parent. My daughter, Mariah, will be a sophomore when the new school year begins. This will be her second year as a member of the Garden Spot Marching Band and first year as clarinet section leader, which she is very proud of. I cannot begin to tell you how important this band is to her and the impact that it has made in her life. That is why I stand before you tonight to voice my disappointment regarding the decision that was made to eliminate two out of the three pieces of music that were to be played and performed during our halftime shows during the upcoming football season. My biggest concern is not necessarily that we are being told that these two pieces of music cannot be played and performed due to the lyrics of the songs. My frustration lies from the fact that one disgruntled band parent voiced their opinion regarding the lyrics of the songs, and the hasty decision was made to side with this person without reviewing all the facts. The lyrics to these songs are not being sung. Rather, it is about the music that is being played, which was chosen by our students. This music also provides wholesome entertainment to those in the stands that come on a weekly basis as support for our football team, our cheerleaders, and our band. Did this person really stop and think?
Can I just interject? I'm sorry, but I would appreciate if we don't denigrate an individual, because somebody brought it to our attention, but that's not the only reason. And to target somebody and make it sound like it's one person, I don't think that's appropriate. So.
Well, that was my understanding, so that's the information that I have.
I'm just saying that, please refrain.
Well,
it's okay, go ahead.
So did we really stop and think about what the ramifications would be by not allowing our band to perform this music, which was given to the students in May, so that the music would be practiced and memorized by the time band camp begins? It is not fair to our band students, our band front and director, Mrs. Donna Wenry, our band directors, Mr. Richard Fitz, and Mr. Timothy Mall, the drill instructor, and others who have put in countless hours in preparing for the 2014-2015 band season. The band front has already been practicing, and the choreography has been completed. Band camp is supposed to be a week of working on and finalizing the music that each of these students have already begun working on during the summer. This is certainly not a good way to begin our band season. How do you think the students felt when they were told to scrap the music they had been working on, and now they need to learn new music and a field show within a few short weeks? Do you really comprehend how much time it takes to learn new music and choreograph the field show? Perhaps you should each put yourselves in their shoes and stop and think what your reaction would be if someone came to you a week before band camp and told you that the music and the program needed to be changed simply because someone disapproved. What about the other 120 band students and parents who have invested time over the last few months preparing? Don't we have a voice? If you're going to censor the music the band is going to play, shouldn't you also look at other school musical productions, such as GSPA, to see if what is being performed and is moral and ethical, if that's what you're concerned about? Why just limit it to the Garden Spot Marching Band? I also think that you need to understand that what this band means to each of the students who are involved. This band is a family. From the time band camp starts to the very last football game that's played, the respect that these students have for Mr. Fitz is certainly evident in each of their performances. And in return, the dedication and passion that Mr. Fitz exemplifies to each of these students cannot be put in words. In fact, other band directors in the Lancaster-London area have commented to Mr. Fitz, they could only wish to have what it is that we have within our organization. That is a true testament to all these students who are dedicated to the Garden Spot Band. I'd like to thank you for your time, for listening to what we have to present. It's my hope and prayer that further decisions made regarding the band are made only in the best interest of our students, and not those of opinions of other people. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Ms. Levine, I'm sorry.
It's just the amount of time that we are given now that we are left with a week until band camp, and we're totally lost and helpless, and we don't know what to do as far as choreography. We have ordered flags due to the songs. Like, we've looked through countless flags, and we've chosen the specific ones we want just for these songs, and now that's like a waste of money. So I just want to respectfully ask that when you make your decision as far as whether or not to keep the songs, just take into mind the fact that I'm sure you guys don't want to have your time wasted, and I don't want to have mine either, so I just ask that you respectfully respect our time that we have put into this and all of our work.
Okay, thank you. Shannon?
Chosen. I got an information packet. I never heard of the song, so I looked them up online. July 2nd, then I emailed Donna. And then it went from her to Mr. Fritz to the principal to this. And that's fine. But just so you understand where I'm coming from, these leaders that you have selected, band directors, color guard directors, they have an opportunity to be examples for these young adults that are in high school. And you could be a good example or you could be a bad example, but no matter what, these kids are in high school and they look to any adult that's in their life. And they have an opportunity to be a good example. And I feel like they're wasting that opportunity by saying these songs are okay, just don't listen to the lyrics. We're just going to play the music, and you are going to perform to these songs, but you don't have to listen to the lyrics. If I can find them out on the computer, anybody can. It's not that hard. The band front, this whole thing, any activity, the football team, the soccer, anything, it's a representation of your school and your district. So when you're at a football game and the other team, or your team even, is saying, singing along to the songs, or looking, I never heard that song, let me look it up. Wow, holy mackerel, that's what Garden Spot's all about, huh? You know, it just doesn't look good for your district, I'm sorry. You know, I guess you already have the lyrics, probably. It's not until this point you have the lyrics. That's fine that they're not being repeated on the football field, but during practice for color guard, they are saying the words. Now they are replacing sex with love. Okay, but if you have a choice of a song and there's a clean version and an unedited version, that should be a red flag right there. Pick a different song. If you have a choice of a, pick the better choice, pick a different song. Don't just change the words to make it fit. I understand that it is a challenge at this point and this part in the game to change everything. I get it. However, it's a challenge because the people that you have in place, the directors, made wrong choices in the first place. If they had picked better songs in the first place, we wouldn't have this. I have over 200 songs on my iPod. I'm welcome. I will gladly sit down and help you pick songs that are not questionable. You know, we go to school and the teachers and you're teaching them, don't have sex, don't do drugs, don't bully, don't do all this. But then we're saying, well, as long as you don't listen to the lyrics, it's okay. It's not okay. It's not. You know, we have in this information packet even, you know, the guidelines are very strict as far as you can't miss two practices and you're kicked off the team, or
you know, you can't wear bikinis or tank tops and you can't do this. Okay, but it's okay to sing songs about collecting hotel room keys? That's not okay. It says in this packet, this information packet from the marching band, any conduct deemed inappropriate. Okay, so what's your definition of inappropriate then? Is collecting hotel room keys appropriate? Is demeaning women by collecting hotel room keys by Page Six lovers, is that okay? It's demeaning, it's not okay. That should be deemed inappropriate. So if your actions on the bus are inappropriate, but it's okay just smoking mirrors on the football field, it's not okay. So, thank you.
Thank you. And that was everyone. I think that they indicated a speak. We're going to go ahead with our consent agenda, and then we'll put this on as a discussion item after that. So, at this time, we reached the point of the consent agenda, and I think we have an introduction before.
Yes, we do. Okay. We have several principals here tonight with what we hope, as soon as the consent agenda is approved, will be new employees for us. So, I'll start with Ms. Dr. Sneak.
Good evening, everyone. Hope you're having a great summer. We've been working hard to attract the best and the brightest. We have lots of positions at the elementary level. Just a few of our new candidates are present this evening, so I'd like to just introduce the elementary candidates for all three of our buildings. Mr. Drew Arena will be participating. He will be teaching at the second grade level at New Holland Elementary. Ms. Chelsea Spence, we had the pleasure of having her at our fourth grade classroom at New Holland mid-year, and she long-term subbed, and she will now be a contracted teacher on the fourth grade team at New Holland. We have Ms. Michelle Simmons, who is coming from several years of teaching at charter schools, has experience in kindergarten and in fifth grade. She'll be joining our third grade team at New Holland. And we have Mrs. Kim Rochester Tran. We are calling her Mrs. Tran for the sake of the students. She is joining our sixth grade team. She was a teacher at Pocalico for 6 years. She stopped teaching to raise her children, and she's coming back, thankfully, to us at our sixth grade level. I just want to make sure I have all of the elements. We have many more who are joining. As you can hear, the New Holland theme, we have many new candidates for you to approve. However, Kurt, Kim, and I worked very hard with Greg and Nadine to attract the best and the brightest. These are the fruits of our labor. We had almost 500 applicants. We narrowed it down to 138 screened on paper, and we screened everyone. And these are our candidates of choice for you to approve this evening. So welcome to all of our new elementary teachers.
Thank you.
Yes, good evening. It's my pleasure to introduce Ms. Mary Novak. Likewise, a very competitive field for a long-term sub position in the middle school. It'll be a year long. Mary comes to us via Reading High School and then a three-year international school experience in Suriname. So she brings a very interesting and unique perspective, and we are very delighted to have her as part of the Gardenspot Middle School team. So please welcome Mary.
And Mr. Fox.
Good evening. See you all. This evening I'm introducing Mr. Caleb Wright for our Agriculture Department. And he comes to us from Pennsylvania State University. Comes very highly recommended from his professors and his peers. And so we're really glad to have him along with us. Positive energy and change the program. So we have you here, Caleb.
We are very excited about the candidates that we have hired so far. We'll hire them this evening, and hopefully we'll hire in August as well. We've had a very good amount of applicants, as Dr. Sneed said, and I think we found the best.
I'd just like to, Mr. Wright, there's three members of the board here that came through the grass line FFA. So could you just give me where you went to high school? I know where you went to college. Where did you grow up?
To give you
I pick out some people every once in a while and put them on the spot. So that's, you're the lucky one tonight.
Yeah, yeah,
not a problem, not a problem. So my name is Caleb Wright. I grew up on a small, well, I say small, but 220-acre livestock farm in Huntington County, Pennsylvania. It's a very central part of the state. I grew up in a very small rural high school. We continued on after high school to serve as a state FFA officer and national officer candidate. Continued raising nationally recognized show sheep. It's kind of my side hobby. So I came from a very predominant agricultural background, and family is deeply rooted in agriculture. Went to Penn State for 4 years. I'm excited to join the Grassland FFA and Garnspot High School Agricultural Education Program, filling the rather large shoes of the very well-known Mr. Bob Walker. I'm extremely excited for this opportunity.
Well, thank you for the introduction. I know we'll be meeting sometime in the future.
If you could have all the candidates stand up, please.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a look at everyone. And the superintendent of schools would like to offer my congratulations and also my gratitude for signing on with us. We are a fine organization. I like to think that in many ways we're a well-kept secret, probably too well-kept, because there's really some amazing things going on here. You can see some really supportive parents of our programs. And passionate as well. So you'll get all that when you sign on with us. So congratulations and thank you. The easy work's over. The hard work begins now. So thanks.
Now we actually have to take action and approve it. I don't think that's going to be a problem. It might be a problem. Any other, before we move on to the consent agenda. Need a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Now formally welcome you. Welcome.
You are free to stay or free to go and start working on your lesson plans.
I'm having a little scroll through here. I guess I'm at the action items.
I'm going to go back to the band, the field.
Yeah. I just didn't have anything else on that. So I guess at this point, not something that was on our agenda, but the concerns voiced by the band members. A couple options. If there's any member that feels that we should reverse this decision and reinstate it, they could make a motion from the floor. If there was a second, then we would have a discussion and could vote on that. Or we can, if there's any thoughts prior to that, but I guess I'll open it up to any other board members' thoughts here. Or a motion.
Well, I'll start out with a few comments. I appreciate everybody coming out. When I first heard of this issue, the first thing that popped into my mind was chaperoning a senior trip a number of years ago. And it was a great experience. The kids were great. We all had a good time. The one thing that stuck out in my mind was the dance that we had one evening. And that dance was well chaperoned. It was on a boat that we sailed around the bay, and we had this dance. The one song during that dance really bothered me, and the refrain of that song was, now don't quote me, I looked on YouTube, I couldn't find it, this was 20 years ago. But they do put some old songs in there, though. And the refrain of that song was that I love you, I can't have you, I think I'm going to kill you. So don't quote me on that, but that was a refrain. These kids were literally screaming the lyrics of this song to one another, trying to make their dance partner hear these lyrics above the music. And I'm sitting there watching this as a chaperone, and I'm just saying, first of all, the lyrics of this song are really long, and these aren't my kids, shortly thereafter, I said this was 20 years ago, the school shooting started. Okay, so now I'm not pinning the two circumstances together, but in my mind's eye, thankfully, we haven't had one of those experiences here. However, when the two of those incidents juxtaposition together, whenever there's a school shooting, my mind's eye goes back to that night. So I'm sitting there watching these kids scream these lyrics, the refrain, to one another. And it's just not the appropriate thing to do. Now, I totally get. So, okay, coming back to how I came into this situation, I saw my emails in the morning. I read the issue. I respond to my emails in the morning. And that's the first thing that popped into my mind. And I wrote back and I said, yes, we need to be cognizant of this issue. And I support the direction in which the administration is taking. However, upon further reflection, I suddenly realized that, wow, this is really difficult, okay? Phantom of the Opera. Every band practically in this United States has played the music of Phantom of the Opera. The music that they pick is the lyrics are very suggestive, sensual, I shouldn't say suggestive. Artfully done, but at the same time sensual. And so whereas we as a school board, you as parents, where do we interact? Where do we draw the line on this type of issue? It is an issue that I am willing to weigh in on. As a board member, I think we have three primary responsibilities. Our primary employee is the superintendent. We make that employment decision. The next question that we need to ask and answer is, how much are we willing to pay for education in our community? The third question that we need to weigh in on as a school board is what is taking place in this school reflective of the mores of this community? That's what we're here for. We will weigh in on this. We expect our professional staff to make good decisions such that this type of thing does not happen. It consumes a lot of energy. And no, this is not a good situation. But at the same time, we need to arrive at some sort of conclusion. So those are my thoughts. I'm not putting a motion on the table at this time.
I'd just like to say my initial thoughts were similar to what Mr. Hartson said there. Yes, we gotta eliminate these too. I think back, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s, and I remember, you know, sounds that were looked out upon then are now, for lack of a better term, are music you hear in a dentist's office now, you know, that type of thing. Going through the 80s when, well, you play the song reverse and you're going to the devil or whatever, you know, I went through all those different things, hearing those. But what concerned me the most is, are we heading down a slippery slope here of what we judge everything by? And my concern is we're offended. Some of the board is offended by the lyrics of this music. What if one of the other high school bands comes in and plays the same song? I mean, are we going to call up every school to check what music they're going to be playing so not to offend our parents and students? What about the music played at warm-up at basketball for boys and girls basketball games at other schools and ours? I know they're monitored, but where do we go with that? I mean, it's not, I'm speaking kind of like, I don't know the answer to it, but it's just one of those things that I can't put a finger on it. It's an awful difficult situation. We have so many other issues confronting us in the schools, in our school test scores, things, to improve the educational level of our student. I think we're just getting drugged down here by a situation that was easily remedied, but that's neither here nor there anymore. But it looks like your other comments.
Yes, Dr. Jones.
As a former marching band person in high school, I will tell you many years ago, I appreciate all the work that goes into the choreography and mapping out. I still remember doing the drills 10 steps to 5 yards and, you know, all turning properly and all those things. I mean, I get that it's hard work and a lot has gone into this. I really wished that Mrs. Bauer would have moved into the district May 1st so that she could have brought this attention to the attention of everyone then, because honestly, I was offended by these lyrics, but I don't listen to contemporary radio because I'm often offended by what I hear. I think it's derogatory to women. I think, you know, it's just not appropriate. But I also realize 25 years from now, there'll be a whole new generation deciding what's appropriate for that generation. But for now, as a parent of young adults and as a board member, I feel the responsibility to take a stand for the students that are here, this generation that's at this school. That's our job. My biggest concern with the band is the timing. It is very short notice. I think the band can rise to the occasion. I think the band front, I can't understand what makes the flag special for this particular piece of music, why it would be anything different. I just can't quite picture that. I think you are a family, I get that. You know, band kids stay together in school. I mean, not cliquish, but kind of their group. This can make them a stronger group because they have to overcome this adversity. And I agree with whichever parent, Mrs. Russo, said about GSPA and some of the other. I think community, not just board, but community needs to be more involved at the early planning stages of production. Going on up through, I mean, I have been offended when I come to some of the musicals at some of the dancing, the costuming, especially for the girls. I don't mean to pick on girls, but, you know, it doesn't do them any justice. They're prettier girls than what the costumes make them look, you know? And the dances, I just am offended. So I stopped coming to the musicals because I brought this to Dr. Hollister's attention and things didn't happen. My hope is that going forward, we would have a policy that brings not just board members, but community parents, community members in the planning stages of a production. And that's all I'm gonna say.
The first thing I want to say, I mean, the first word that came to my mind when this hit my email was represent. And I think that we all, well, I will say that I think that it's important that as a school district that we make choices that accurately represent who we are. It's tough for me because I love music. I agree with what Mr. Hartz is saying, and I want to say that you really, we'd like to, in this situation, separate the lyrics from the music. We really would, because that song, especially I'm talking about Knocking on Heaven's Door, very catchy. I can, in my mind, I can see the band front doing their thing, that song. The reality is we cannot separate the lyrics from the music. That is something that, if you do it, you will get in trouble. There's copyright issues. You know, a song is a, you know, something together. And I totally get that for practice sake or whatever, just substituting one word in that song changes it. And in a way, I understand the, you know, it's such a fine line. But the bottom line is, having never heard that song before, after listening to it a time or so, I gotta be honest, the part that kept going through my head was the chorus and was the line where the, you know, the sex was used instead of love. I mean, I just have to say, are there not better songs or equal songs that we could choose to represent our school district? The second song that was brought into question, I felt even more strongly about that. It wasn't that the music was so compelling. It was a good song. It was an okay song. There were a lot of songs that had a similar beat, a similar. And I guess the concern that I have is not one song, but two songs were brought to our attention as being potentially controversial, and I have to say I believe that they are. And it's not about the person that brought them to our attention. I want to apologize. My apology is that we didn't become aware of the situation sooner, because I understand that there's a lot of work that's already gone in, and I hate that. It's a terrible timing situation. However, that being said, it should have been brought to our attention, to the administration's attention, sooner. And that has to lay where it lays, because I do believe that some poor judgment was shown in how that process was done. So if we let it go, which I hear you asking, you know, what precedent are we setting here? And how hard will it be the next time to go back? I am fully in support of making a policy to address this, and it has been talked before about GSPA productions, et cetera, just to safeguard this thing from happening and hurting students, you know, and making a problem. I wrote a few things down here. You know, I mean, the first person that spoke said about the lyrics being crude. Do we want crude to represent our district? You know, is that what we're about? No, we have better standards than that. So I think that we need to back the decision made by the administration here. And I think also that the band is able to rise to the challenge. I will be the first to applaud. I know our band, I've heard fabulous things about. My kids were in orchestra, so I did not have the privilege of having band in my immediate life. But I've always heard fabulous things, and I think that we can work through this. And I challenge you and encourage you to do that. As a school board member, I try to represent the entire community. And I do believe in this case that it's not necessary to fight this battle. I don't feel that fighting for this song is what we want to do. So, thank you.
I'd like to... go ahead.
Rodney.
This doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Well, Rodney, and then we'll get you that one.
Just like to thank everyone for coming out, and I look forward to seeing all of you here next month at our Committee of the Whole meeting. And would encourage you to take an active role in participating in all of the decisions that we have to make as a board. We make these decisions almost in a vacuum, trying to sort out what's best for our community and what's best for our school. So I see two issues here with this conversation that we're having. And the first issue is the songs and the message. And I agree that the songs do not represent what we feel is the Spartan way. That's just how I feel. The second issue I see is the timing of the decision. And I think, you know, we've discussed being proactive before and we haven't done it. So shame on us as a board when we've had the opportunity time and time again to implement a policy to bring in community, so we're not making this decision alone. We're not the censors. This is a community decision that's made by all entities that are involved and have a vested interest in the decision. But unfortunately, we don't have a policy in place. So it's because of that I'm in favor of allowing the songs and then putting a policy in place so we're not sitting here 6 months from now or 12 months from now or 18 months from now having to defend a decision. I think the band director should have made a better decision, because I know of the very exact same songs that another school administrator, in front of students, turned the music off, right?
right? So we've got one administrator making a good decision, if not allowing the music, and then another administrator that could have, should have made a better decision. But anyway, I think based on the timing of the decision, I would like to see the song stay.
Just in terms of other other schools, other, you know, other performances that may happen on our property, our, we're not in charge of other schools. But as being responsible for this school district, that's what I feel that we can affect with a decision. So we're not in charge of anybody else. So I'm not sure what we can do about that, but we can make the best decision that we can for our school district.
All right. And I'll just make a few comments then also. I think the board members have expressed very well. I feel the, you know, I don't think anybody's saying that these were great song choices. And I do feel that Dr. Hollister was put in a very bad position because of lack of judgment on behalf of the leadership there of the band. But I try to look at it a different way too also, and I know it's going to be difficult, and I wasn't in band. My son had spent some time in band. But, you know, I in my work, there's many times when I think I have something all ready to go. You know, I have everything set, and everything changes, and I'm starting from scratch. And I see this as an opportunity. You know, yeah, it's going to be difficult. There are ways to overcome this and to make something positive out of it and make it a positive experience. Not everything in life where you're going to, you know, be on a course and it doesn't change and you have everything mapped out. That's not life. So I believe there is a solution. I think with positive leadership that can be turned around, it can be done. I know that the students in the band are top-notch, excellent musicians, they can do it. And I'm not in favor of changing the vote. Did you want to bring a motion?
Sure.
To change it.
I'd like to make a motion that we allow the two songs in question to stand.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion?
Recommend you do a roll call vote.
Roll call vote, yes. All right, we'll do a roll call vote.
Justin?
Sure.
Can you clarify the vote for me?
Oh, I'm sorry. If you wish to overturn, the motion is to overturn the decision and allow these songs to be used, then you would vote yes. If you are in favor of rejecting these songs, like the administration has said, then you should vote no.
Jonathan Dahl?
No.
Glenn Parks?
Yes, but it's a very reluctant yes. I just had trouble with the lyrics. We need to get this resolved. We should weigh in on these items. We will, as a board, weigh in. We are going to weigh in.
Paul Irvine?
No.
Rodney Jones?
Yes.
Melissa Redman?
No.
Tom Winsell?
Yes.
Glenn Yoder?
No.
Jen Zizit?
My vote is no, because I don't think we should take even one more step in a direction that I feel ultimately is not beneficial for our district.
Heidi Zimmerman?
No, because I think the band can do it.
Okay, then the motion fails by 6-3 vote.
Mr. President, if I could suggest, one, because there's such difficulty in this decision, I requested earlier to Mr. Fitz that if he could continue to use these songs but eliminate the verses that are controversial. He was not in favor of that. Is that something the board is interested in doing? We would like to remove the songs completely.
I don't think it's possible to. I understand where you were going, but I don't think it's possible to do what you're asking.
Understood. That was his response.
Okay, then I guess we had no other items, separate items, so we would move on to the Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau. Mr. Randall.
Yes, we did not have any meeting on that meeting, so I have no report.
Okay, thank you. Lancaster 11, IU 13, Mr.
Our last regular meeting was June 18, 2014, we approved $7.5 million in disbursements. We approved business service contracts, early childhood and special education service contracts, instructional services contracts, technology service contracts, and human resource service contracts. We had 20 employee resignations, one early retirement, two employee terminations, 7 new hires, 38 change of positions or salaries, and 2 leave of absences. I also have helping districts help students to pass out to each board member and administration member. If anyone has any questions on the IU 13 board actions in the past month and a half, I will take your questions and hopefully answer your questions at this time.
Any questions? Thank you.
Mr. President, we could go back to item 6. There are some action items that weren't included in the consent agenda.
Oh, sorry.
6.2.
Okay, 6.2 is approve the assistant to the superintendent signing a contract with Karen?
Correct.
Karen
Foundation for SAP Assessor Services. Any comments on that? Or
we had talked about that.
We had discussed that.
Yes.
We do this every year, and we use Karen Foundation as our SAP assessor. They not only assess students that may have drug, alcohol, and mental health issues, but they also provide groups. They've done groups for the middle school, high school, and elementary, and this is the K-12 services.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
We have a motion.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Affidavit for guardianship?
Affidavit for guardianship is in the agenda.
Motion to approve?
Yeah, motion.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Blackman disposition. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That passes. And then we move into the approve the district financial responsibility for transportation official costs related to the Boys Girls Lacrosse Club. What we should do here is have a motion, a second, and have a discussion on that. So Is there a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Tom, a second? I'll second it to bring it to the table. All right, discussion? Yes, Paul?
I don't believe we can take on the costs of another sport at this time.
I agree with Mr. Irwin. I don't, given our current climate, fiscal and academic climate, I'd rather see the money spent in something besides athletics.
I agree with that also. With the uncertain financial future, so many of the things on note, especially the pension system and going down the road, we're just trying to.
I think we're all very aware that whatever we do with lacrosse, that down the line, that there will be others in line to have the same. And so we really need to, my concern is I don't want to say yes and then find that we really can't say yes and then say no when that's become expected. And I do applaud the lacrosse organization for doing as well as they have. And I actually think they're a model for how I'd like to see our sports go. I'd like sports to get further away from funding from the school and self-support.
All right, well, I am in support of it. I think we have done, the administration has done a good job of finding the funding available to do this in a limited way. I think, you know, we had asked them to go through the process, which they did. Put things in place to have, and I really feel it's, you know, with, we've introduced pay to play, as it were. I would have no problem with increasing that, leveling the playing field. I do think it's a little unreasonable to ask, you know, lacrosse parents who are paying $200-$300 when others are not, but understand that I'm in the minority on this, and that's, I guess that's where we're at. But, you know, it's a case-by-case basis. We have a process where a new sport has to have things in place before they even come to this point. And I feel that they had done that. And, you know, I really would like to see it leveled out that, you know, it could be included. It's an up-and-coming sport. There's a lot of students getting scholarships for this. And budgetarily wise, I don't think it's that big of an impact. There's no other comments, I'll call for
I have one other comment, and that is that it takes a lot of effort to keep my child off of the screens. And the amount that I'm willing to pay to keep them off of the screen is, in terms of camp or a sport or an activity, just to get them off the screens, I'll do it. And here, the amount that we're spending here in terms of school district for an extended period of time looks relatively cheap to me. So I'm in favor of that.
Can I ask a question? I'm talking about swimming. So, I mean, I understand that lacrosse has been on the table longer, and I agree with what Mr. Yoder is saying, that they've done a great job of presenting their case. I think I have nothing against lacrosse. My question is, so if we would approve this, is the funding available also to do the same for swimming when that comes on the table, or are we putting ourselves in a corner here?
There's no obligation going forward, even for this particular expenditure, although reality says there becomes an expectation. But there's no obligation in any way, shape, or form. The swim club is far less organized than the cost is now. I think it'll be sometime before we're committed, if we're ever committed. The other thing to consider is, what does the athletic program look like in its entirety in a couple of years in terms of funding and how that looks. I think that there is sort of a movement toward more community-based, more private-based funding look at the example of the baseball field where parents got together, spent money, got donations, their own efforts to improve our baseball field, $25,000 of effort. I think you're going to see more of that. So if you were to hold my feet to the fire, I would say that the athletic balloon of expenditure will not get significantly bigger, and in fact is likely to get smaller as we continue to do things like pay to play, do things like include concessions as part of the take of the concessions, which we hadn't done before, as the banner program, the advertising that we do continues to grow. I would say that it's safe to say that the balloon won't get any bigger. It's likely to get smaller over time.
A couple other points, too, that I didn't make as far as lacrosse. And when they had come a couple years ago, one of the big holdbacks was that we didn't have the field space with, I think, with girls' soccer moving to the, girls' soccer moving to the fall. That has alleviated some of that. And, I think, again, like I said, the pay to play, maybe we need to, I would be willing to increase that slightly to kind of level things out. One of the things I like is when we do sponsor it, that there is opportunity for students who can't afford to pay, who are on free and reduced lunch, that we do, waive that fee. And with lacrosse, they don't have that opportunity. They have to, everybody has to contribute. So it's probably keeping some students from playing who otherwise would. Any other comments?
Could we do, this is roughly $12,000, if I remember the amount we have.
So why couldn't we have a scholarship fund for people who improve so that they could we do something through the foundation or whatever so that kids that couldn't have parents afford and they really had a burning desire to play lacrosse that they could without actually funding the program?
I don't think we could do it through the foundation. I understand what you're saying.
I didn't know how.
Who is we, the board or?
This one take this one-time pot of money and fund a scholarship. Like when that money goes, it's gone. Or maybe the stock market gets hot and it grows hot. Subsidize the kids who really can't afford it, and let the lacrosse program continue as it is. That's just a suggestion. I'm not in favor.
Do we know that if there's a kid that wants to play lacrosse, they can't? I know when I was the soccer director, if there were families that couldn't afford the soccer team, those kids played soccer. We didn't keep any. I would imagine, I don't know, but I would be surprised if the lacrosse situation wasn't the same.
I don't, since it's not technically one of our programs, I don't know how we would know who those kids are in our own programs. We have our free and reduced lunch calculations, and we know who those kids are, and we have to be very careful, but we can check who they are in-house. And of course, I don't know if we could identify them. The other concern would be then, if you sponsor a student 1 year, there's costs that go every year. I wouldn't want to sponsor a student for 1 year and then not have money for the student the following year. I think the scholarship idea, while noble in purpose, is complicated to implement, difficult. Not intended to be a criticism, but I also believe that there are families, many families in this community, who are on the whole, who don't qualify for any kind of assistance, yet are living paycheck to paycheck, and a car repair puts them under the water. And so I think there are some students who probably could benefit from the lacrosse. I'm a proponent of activities, and a lot of what Mr. Hartz is saying is true. We've got to make as many attractive offerings as possible for kids because of the distractions that they have, whether it be technology or something worse. So I'm an advocate for moving the savings that we had in insurance reduction over to lacrosse as a line item in the budget going forward. But I fully appreciate the concerns of the board, too. We're growing our expenditures by that much.
One other thought. I mean, mean, so is it not possible, like my inclination is, like others have stated, any sound money should go towards education. And so is it not possible to look at this as, okay, this is the pot that we have for athletics. If we want to add lacrosse, and if they have made a solid case, is it not something we should consider to cut somewhere else within the athletic program in order to make that happen? I did have a parent contact me just last week asking if a study could be done that would show which sports should get less funding. And my immediate reaction was, well, those studies cost money, and I hate to put money that should be going to education to try to figure this out. But I think that the point is valid. I just heard of someone that has, this is a silly example, but 200 friends on Facebook, and if they accept a new friend request, they eliminate someone that they don't talk to. And I don't know if we could approach it in the same vein where we're going, okay, we support athletics, but if we're adding something, we're not going to balloon the whole thing.
Understood. All right, any other comments? Roll call vote.
Start with a different person this time, Mr. Johnson.
First
night on the job, and we're throwing everything out.
Clarify which way.
I will. The motion that we have would be to approve lacrosse. So if you're voting no, you're voting
not
against funding lacrosse.
Heidi Zimmerman?
Yes.
Jennifer Zizet?
No, unless we can find money within the current program.
Glenn Yoder?
Yes.
Tom Winsell?
No.
Melissa Redman?
No.
Rodney Jones?
No.
Paul Irvine?
No.
Glenn Parks?
Yes.
Jonathan Dahl?
Yes.
Okay, then the motion fails by 6-3. Now I can move on to the report.
I think you're good.
Yep. Okay.
Management information, we're number 7, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not used to this combined format. This whole combined format.
We'll give you a pass on that.
We got to read all these?
No.
I thought you were going to do a dramatic reading.
It wouldn't be very dramatic. Let me just summarize rather than read them all. There are a number of new policies that are information items only at this point. Information this month, there'll be action items next month. I would say 95% of these policies, well, they're all a result of some type of new legislation that was promulgated from Harrisburg or based on recent case law. So the changes are being recommended to us by PSBA, Pennsylvania School Board Association. Several of these policies I did also include a review by our solicitor, Mr. Litz. Didn't share all with them, just to try and keep an eye on the dimes and nickels. Some of them are just so straightforward that it didn't require an attorney's interpretation. The ones most directly affecting students, for example, the weapons policy, the tobacco use, I believe, I also had him check. So they are the recommendations. They are included in your information with the appropriate highlights. Two things that I would ask you to note. With this set of policies, we are introducing a new term called administrative regulations. If you recall, last year we began the journey of preparing and adopting administrative regulations for many of our policies. That's still on the table. We're chipping away at that. We have some in place or some ready to present at the appropriate time. My thinking is that as we adopt policies, we should go ahead and do the administrative regulations with the new policies rather than wait, because we could be waiting a long time. The administrative regulations are just that. They're guidelines for the administrators to interpret policy. They are not policy. They are suggestions. They are protocols and the like. So there are some ARs attached to these policies. The one other change that I would note is that the use of video cameras on our buses, all of our buses, as you know, have video cameras front and back. Going forward, we will be able to utilize sound that's found on those cameras. In the past, that was not the case. There's recent case law that says we can do that under certain circumstances, and I want to make that specifically aware, make you specifically aware of that, because that is a new change and potentially controversial. Keep in mind, you have employees whose voices can be heard on those cameras as well. That's the management information items I have on policies, and that would conclude management's report.
Thank you, and we will read this in our spare time.
There will be a quiz, sir.
That is important. I don't mean to make big money. Lancaster, Lebanon, IU 13 now, so we have the tax collection before you had that. So we now Lancaster CTC. Mrs. Redd.
The JOC meeting was held on June 26th. It was at the Brownstown campus. We had a presentation on what's called EWALK, E-W-A-L-K, which is the instructor observation evaluation system that they're using. It's all online. When administration does a walkthrough in a classroom, everything's done right online. A teacher can immediately access it online. Teachers' responses are online. They've been doing this. This was the first year that it was fully implemented, and pretty much everybody likes it. So they will be continuing to use that at all three campuses. Renovations are going well. Brownstown is done. Willow Street is ongoing and on schedule, and the Mountjoy campus renovations have now begun. So school year ended well. Summer is, everybody's doing their thing and kind of taking a breather to get ready for the fall again. Then there is no July meeting, so the next meeting will be at the end of August.
Okay. Any questions on that? I guess then we'll move on to legislative.
Yes, since the last meeting, the governor signed the budget. It came in about 1.7% above the proposed budget that proposed in February. And I asked Keith Ramsey to give the details on how it has an effect in our district.
Thank you, Mr. Wenzel. You have in your blue folders this evening a spreadsheet which details what was in our adopted budget for June 30th and what was in the governor's, the legislator's adopted budget. And you can see that we are receiving an additional $105,138 more than we budgeted. The one item that is still in question is the move from the accountability block grant to the Ready to Learn grant, that $94,632. Are we able to use it on items that we already have expenses for, or do we have to have new items? So we're still waiting to hear on that information. The special ed, we received just over $10,500. That's the first increase in 6+ years. So small, but it still is something more than we anticipated. Just to remind the board, as you saw in some articles and some information going back and forth, some districts budgeted pretty aggressively on the Ready to Learn grant. We here at the district were pretty conservative, which is fortunate that we're not looking at cutting revenue, it's increasing it. So any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
When will you find out how it has to be spent?
Well, I'm sure now that it's been signed, the details will be forthcoming because who's going to have to apply for the grant, detail how she's going to spend it. So sure she'd be pretty creative.
So it could be one of those things where they give us funding, we have to start something new, and then next year we don't have the funding.
Correct. We're hoping not. The original grant didn't have those kind of things in them, the original, but since there's been a lot of slashing and burning, not sure what's going on.
Just to follow up on what Dr. Earl, I mean, if it would come back and we would have to look at expansion or certain new things, we would look at things that are one-time costs, right, equipment or something that's not reoccurring. So we wouldn't put us in a predicament going forward.
All right, Tom.
Okay, two other issues. One that I don't think we'll see any, well, both of them I doubt we'll see any action taken, but the governor has latched onto one of them. Property tax reform, probably nothing will happen this year, election year. The governor has latched on to pension reform. As many of you know, I feel that is the number one issue facing our state. It's a weight around our neck, and it only get worse unless people in Harrisburg take their leadership responsibilities and act to reform the system. The governor doesn't go as far as I would like. However, he has latched on to the pension reform. Many people feel he feels that it will resonate with the voters in election year because people can see how it affects their tax bill. And when you're 20 points down in the polls, you're looking for something to boost your standing. And my viewpoint is, like any other major issue, it's an election year. Nobody's going to act in this year, but it makes for good politics. That concludes my report.
Thank you. I guess they're not in session right now. So they're out campaigning and raising money. Any other comments on legislative matters? Superintendent's report.
Very short report, just the announcement, the official welcome back for teachers is August 19th. That just is right around the corner, 4 or 5 weeks away. Board members, you are invited, as always, to the welcome back breakfast and opening sessions that we have with teachers on the 19th. The breakfast doors open around 7:20, and you're all welcome. The other thing that I just want to mention is while some folks are off in the summer, there are a lot of folks in the district who are working very hard in preparation for teachers' return and most importantly, for students' return. You can even look outside of this hallway has been officially done, and it's amazing how well our folks do in getting the buildings ready for our students. So compliments to our partners that we have, with Janet King and to our staff under Neil's supervision. Lotsie's group and technology is really, really busy in the summertime getting a whole lot ready. So there, while people drive by and there's not a lot of cars in the parking lot, there's still a lot happening inside the wall. So thanks to all those folks. And that concludes my report.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on the superintendent's report? They put on a good breakfast. Any other announcements for the group? All right. We'll look for a motion to adjourn.
You have a motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thanks for